of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Here we go. Saskatchewan smartest radio listener. Last week's winner is too busy doing his last minute Christmas shopping. Thank you, Harold, for letting us know he's not able to be with us here, but I've still got your question. And if you haven't been a winner within the past year, we'd love to hear from you at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. And who knows, you may get the crown. There is no crown of Saskatchewan smartest radio listener, but you could get a cool t-shirt. That'd be all right, from Little Town Apparel. 1-877-332-8255. Here is today's trivia question with Saskatchewan smartest radio listener. This tradition came about because of an event in 1917, and it continues today. This annual tradition came about because of an event that occurred in 1917, what is the tradition I am referring to? 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Don't send me a text. You have to talk to me on the telephone if you want to come up with a possible win on Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener. Once again, it's 1-877-332-8255. This annual tradition continues to this day. It is tied to an event that occurred in 1917. What is the tradition I am referring to? And while we load up the phone lines here, let me just check our text line. A number of people were texting in about Canada's military and the Prime Minister's address to them this morning. We've got one here from Dean, says it's not that we aren't happy that the military is getting a greatly deserved raise. It's long overdue. I'm a grandson of a World War II vet and a huge supporter of our military. The problem is that Carney is buying votes for a likely election next year. He says it's the right thing, but for the wrong reason. Dean says the Prime Minister doesn't care about the vets. 1-877-332-TALK. Another one on that issue. This is Chuck from Regina. I want to comment made about Carney's message to the military and how happy that man's son was with the raise. He may be happy now, but may want to consider his future outlook when the Carney government will cut over $4 billion from the veterans budget. And when veterans who are fighting for our freedom reach out for the help, they're offered MAID. This just shows how hypocritical Carney and his speech are. That's from Chuck in Regina. Okay, on a far more fun note, Saskatchewan smartest radio listener, I got a screen full of callers. This annual tradition came about and continues to this day because of an event in 1917. We head down to Swift Current. We've got George on the line. Merry Christmas, George. How are you today?
I'm good. I think I know the answer.
Let me hear it.
It's after the Halifax explosion, the people of New Brunswick sent a Christmas tree to Boston because Boston helped the survivors after the blast of the two ships when the one exploded.
You know, George, if any of our listeners are looking for an extra wise man to add to their creche display, you would be the guy that would fill that spot. Job well done. Absolutely right. It is actually the almost 50 years now that Nova Scotia sends the huge Christmas tree to the city of Boston. And it's as a thank you because of the incredible support that Boston gave following that horrific Halifax Harbor explosion in 1917 that claimed the lives of over 2,000 people. And my gosh, it was just I still when you look at some of the old photographs from the devastation of these two ships colliding and the one being an ammunition ship that just devastated the harbor of Halifax. But in those days, there was such a close connection between these communities because of the fishing industry and sailing, and just because the borders were a lot more open in those days. And the government of Nova Scotia has again sent a big, beautiful Christmas tree to the city of Boston. I thought that might be a little tough, George, but you proved me wrong. Congratulations. You are this week's Saskatchewan smartest radio listener. George, what's your last name?
Erickson.
George Erickson in Swift Current. And what's your plans for Christmas here, George?
Well, we're going to our kids for Christmas instead of them coming here. So it's going to be a little different.
Well, that's good. Less work for you and mom and more work for the kids. That's the way it should be, right?
Well, that's right. We'll try it anyway.
Have you got to travel far?
Oh, out to Morris, just east of Swift Current, yep. And then up to Humboldt.
Oh, that's nice. So you got some driving ahead of you. Looks like the weather and the roads are pretty good, though, so safe travels to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet, George. Just hang on a second. We'll get some information from you. As we move along, I got to get a drink of water here. I've been talking too much. It's the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Last Christmas, music of the season for you on this Christmas Eve. Brent Laux filling in on the Evan Bray Show here till noon today, and then our Christmas programming begins and continues through today, tomorrow, and Boxing Day as well. And again, congratulations. Job well done, George Erickson, down Swift Current Way, our very first caller in on Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener, and he nailed it, came up with the correct answer. We were talking about the tradition that continues to this day that was connected to an event in 1917. That event was the Halifax explosion, where two ships collided in the harbor of Halifax, setting off a massive explosion because one of the ships was loaded with military munitions. About 2,000 people killed, 9,000 wounded, injured. And the tradition that continues started about almost 50 years ago, where the province of Nova Scotia sends a massive Christmas tree to the city of Boston as just a way to say thank you very much. Nice to see that in this day and age, isn't it? Despite all the tensions and the differences now between our two countries at times, it's nice to see some of these great traditions continue. And the average citizen knows full well that it's an important tradition and it's an important relationship as well. George was saying he's got some traveling to do, that they're going to be doing their Christmas travels up to Humboldt from Swift Current. So that's a bit of a drive for you, George. As somebody who's in the same situation, we're going to be doing some driving to visit kids and grandkids here in the coming days. Do what I do, George. Make sure you drive during the day. I just hate nighttime driving these days. Gosh, it's just, you know, it's just my eyesight's a little bit different. And, no, I'm all about daytime. I make it plan. Okay. If I got to drive for 3 or 4 hours, it's going to be from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And it works out that way. It's good that you're visiting the kids and the grandkids because they get to do all the work, right? And you get to enjoy some food and some fun with the kids. And then you have your nap on the couch and they leave you alone. That's my plan anyway. Hey, we got something here from the Premier of Saskatchewan, Premier Scott Moe, with a Christmas message for everyone.
On the night of Jesus' birth, a light shone in the sky. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Matthew 2:10. The three wise men followed that light to find the newborn and to bring him gifts and worship. They followed that star to find the light of Christ. Lights continue to shine at Christmas. The lights on our trees that illuminate our families gathering together. We watch our children's eyes light up on Christmas Day as they wait to open their gifts. We see the light and hope that volunteers bring to others throughout the year, but in particular during the Christmas season. And in a world that at times feels so very dark, we all have the opportunity to be that light for others. Gather friends and sing carols at a carol. Light up the lives of those who might be alone this season. Bring a meal to a neighbor. Donate toys to children who might not have gifts this year. Drop off socks or mittens at a shelter. We all know someone whose family is unable to make it home for Christmas, so let's invite them over for dinner. Being a light doesn't require large public displays. The smallest light can brighten the night. So if you are feeling blessed this holiday season, let's be a blessing, a light, to someone else. My wife Kristen and I, along with our family, we want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And may it be filled with light.
Yeah,
very nice message from our Premier Scott Moe on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Brent Laux filling in again today on the Evan Bray Show. And I'm sure you've probably heard by now, if you're a listener, Evan's been off sick here, as so many people dealing with flu bugs and all other kinds of stuff that's out there these days. And there's a lot of stress, I know, on our healthcare system as well. So everybody, yeah. Take care, take precautions. But for Evan, hope you get through Christmas okay here and spend some time with your loved ones and get healthy. Be back in the chair here at the beginning of 2026 on the Evan Bray Show. I bet the folks in Outlook are probably very grateful for the work of their town people, their crews getting their water supply back to normal operations. I see that yesterday, I think it was around noon, they basically told people in Outlook, it's good, it's clear, all the tests are good, drink your water now, because they've been dealing with this situation for about a week and a half, just over the week, where someone had opened up or removed, cut the locks on the cover of one of their big reservoirs. And so at that point, they had to take the approach that, well, this is potentially contaminated. So they had to clear out their water system. They had to get rid of all this water. They had to refill it, and then they had to do constant testing as well. So we know that Kevin True, the chief administration officer, and Mayor Ryan Husband, we were talking to them last week about this process. And they thought then, they thought everything would be clear, good to go by Tuesday. Well, they called it right. As of about noon yesterday, everybody was given the go-ahead. So you can drink the water out of the taps again down Outlook way. Evan Bray Show continues up until noon today. Coming up after 11:30, I'm going to have a chat with Samantha Beacott. Samantha is the president of the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation. We'll take a look back at 2025. It was an interesting year in the province as far as education goes, and the teachers getting a contract and looking ahead to 2026. I'm going to be asking her, so what's the status now of the situation in our province for teachers? Is it better than it was, say, a year or two ago? And what are her thoughts for 2026? Because even though they got their contract resolved just this past year, it'll be time to negotiate another new one, because this agreement will end the end of August this year. Always something, right? 23 minutes after the hour on the Evan Bray Show. World Juniors coming up, Boxing Day. That's always a great tradition, isn't it? Sit around and watch some hockey. I'm not a big hockey guy myself, but once you get Team Canada playing, you're just drawn to something like that. You want to watch it and cheer them on. NFL action, too. We got three Christmas Day games. Is there anything better than Christmas Day? You know, you have the fun and the excitement opening presents, have a nice meal, and then you plop yourself down and watch some NFL. Dallas and Washington tomorrow, the Lions and the Vikings, Denver and Kansas City. That'll be the third and final game of the day tomorrow. Some NFL action. And what's this? Second last week of regular season. I think next weekend, the 18th week or so, and then we'll be getting ready for the playoffs in the National Football League. Hey, I had a thought this morning. You know, I know a lot of people, for kids or grandkids, maybe you like to give them a card and put some cash in there for a Christmas present. Just a word of warning to the kids. If grandma or grandpa gives you a $20 bill, a $50 bill, or a $100 bill, look at it real closely, okay? Boy, it's just wild how this counterfeiting has become such an issue. More in recent weeks here, like I recall having a conversation with a member of the Saskatoon Police Department on this show a couple of weeks ago. And at that time, they were advising there were some pretty poor quality counterfeit bills, $100 bills that were showing up in Saskatoon. And I recall the officer even saying, yeah, you know, you look at it and you can tell in most cases it's not that good a quality. And I know he even said at that time, these $100 bills that were showing up, the little hologram on it was glued on. He said you could feel the ridge. So that was pretty easy to detect. But now, and he says, what's happened is there has been, there was an arrest recently of a guy in Quebec who was making very good quality counterfeit bills. And so we don't know at this point if this is just a bunch of his products that have made its way out here and are in the market, or maybe someone else. But even the Retail Council of Canada is letting everybody know there is this significant increase in fake $20, $50, and $100 bills. And they've seen this increase all across the country since November. I know we've had cases in Regina. We've had cases in Saskatoon. A lot of cases in Edmonton. A lot of $100 bills showing up in Edmonton. And it's just bizarre how these people are able to come up with, especially with the bills that are made now are made out of this polymer. And you know it. It's not like the old paper bills that were maybe easier to counterfeit. But these criminals have figured ways to come up with production methods that come pretty close to matching the real thing. That's wild to think, isn't it, that there's these criminals out there that have the ability to make this money. And once it gets out in circulation, makes you wonder if this is such good quality, how much of this stuff is circulating and how much of it may never be found. And most often it's not caught till it eventually gets to the bank. And if it's you delivering a $100 bill, a $50 bill, $20 bill to the bank to deposit, and they say, oh, this isn't real money, you know who's out. Best thing is, they say, is if you've got a question or a concern about some cash that's coming in, as a business owner anyway, just refuse it. Just say, sorry, we don't take cash. And I'm guessing that's probably the way a lot of businesses may end up going here. If you are a high cash business, what do you do? Of course, you could, thank goodness the technology, go more and more to tap. And that brings me to the Salvation Army, who do such a great job with their kettle campaign. And certainly over the past couple of years, we've seen them take advantage of technology with the tap at the Salvation Army collection kettles. I know I was at Costco recently and they had one set up there. And it's changed even. It used to be just the one tap that was available, but now the one I saw had, I think it was a $5, $10, and $20, three different taps that you could use your debit card or your credit card. So that's a good use of technology and a good way to not worry about whether you've got counterfeit bills in your pockets. Oh, yes, thank you for the $100 donation. Thank you, but it's bogus. I'm sure something like that's probably happened. Boy, there's so much on the go these days. Asking people as well how you're feeling about the year ahead with this survey, where about a third of Canadians are feeling positive. A lot of people not feeling so hot about the future. A lot of it has to do with affordability, the cost of living these days. Jamie from Regina off our text line says, I'm not optimistic for 2026. Regina city officials have made it very difficult to live here with too much wasted spending. 2026, we get the nearly 11% mill rate increase, and they wonder why people are moving away. We are a small city, and we need to go back to normal, not pretending Regina is some big tourist destination. 1-877-332-8255. On a different topic here, Gord says, I'm a landowner. And with the snowmobile season now upon us, I don't mind people crossing my land, but just keep distance from my yard because I've got some newly planted trees. He says there's always somebody in every snowmobile group looking for that extra bit of deep snow that accumulates around my yard and my buildings. Gord doesn't say where he is, but that's good advice. You know, I think most snowmobilers are pretty reasonable in following the rules. And of course, there's always trespassing laws you have to be aware of. Oh, somebody says, when I said I don't like the nighttime driving, Tom says, get yellow tinted glasses. Huge difference. You won't mind night driving once you do that. Eliminates the oncoming headlight glare, etc. Oh, Tom, and don't get me started on headlights. Some of them are just so ridiculous bright these days, it's unreal. It's the grumpy old man.